SBS Radio.
Samantala, nag-anunsyo ang punong ministro na pumirma ito ng kasunduan kasama ang NASA para sa Australia Space Agency upang maging bahagi ng susunod na misyon ang Australia patungo sa buwan. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Alan Lee na ating isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nagsimula ang pangalawang araw ng pagbisita ni Morrison sa Washington, D.C. sa pamamagitan ng isang pagbisita sa headquarters ng NASA Space Agency. Naglunsad ang host ng kaganapan na si Bob Jacobson ng pagbisita sa pamamagitan ng paggawa ng mga hindi inaasahang pamilya na bagay sa mga Australiano.
It's a Logie. And for those of you who don't know what a Logie is, this is the Australian equivalent of an Emmy Award for television excellence. But what makes this Logie special is that this is the Logie that was presented to Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins for the Apollo moon landing in 1969.
Sinabi din ni Ginoong Jacobson na ang Logie ay nakaupo sa kanyang opisina at isang paalala ng relasyon na meron ang NASA sa Australia. Ipinaliwanag ng NASA Administrator na si James Moorhead kung paano ang grupo ng mga Australiano sa Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station malapit sa Canberra ay naging mahalagang bahagi ng mga pagbaba sa buwan.
They were critical to the Apollo program. They relayed to the world the first TV images of Neil Armstrong's first steps. And 50 years later, again, we joined together to go to the moon with the Artemis program. And then on to Mars.
Bilang sagot, tinukoy ni Morrison ang palabas na The Dish, isang hindi totoong kwento ng mga trabaho sa tracking station sa Apollo, at sinabing ito ay tunay na umaaninag sa can-do na ugali ng mga Australiano.
The ingenuity was just extreme. Because when things go well, things go well. But when things don't go well, that's when you find the real imagination. And you find the real innovation of the team that you've brought together. And it takes a team to take people to the moon. It's certainly going to take a team to take people to Mars.
Inanunsyo din ni Ginoong Morrison na sasali ang Australia kasama ang Amerika sa Artemis program.
Today it gives me great pleasure to announce that Australia is once again supporting the United States in another historic endeavor. We're joining NASA's campaign, Artemis campaign, to return to the moon and to go to Mars. The Australian government will commit $150 million over 5 years to support the mission and related activities, and I expect that's just where we're going to begin.
Sinabi din niya na ang puhunan sa Australia Space Agency ay magbibigay sa mga negosyante at mananaliksik na Australiano ng oportunidad na dalhin ang kanilang kapabilidad sa Moon to Mars mission ng NASA at magbibigay sa mga Australianong negosyo ng pagkakataon na makipaglaban para sa isang pwesto ng mga pangmundong supply chains sa space. Dumalo din sa kaganapan ang Australianong astronaut na si Andy Thomas. Sinabi niya, ito ay isang napaka-exciting na sandali para sa Australia.
I think with the formation of the Australian Space Agency, the people of Australia are behind and excited by the prospect of Australia participating in these great adventures. And I think it's a game changer for Australia, the investment that's been announced today. And it'll change the face of Australia 20 years from now. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's terrific.
Pinuri din ni Ginoong Morrison ang presidente ng Amerika, Donald Trump, sa muling pagpapasigla ng space program ng Amerika.
This daring and brilliance is something we can aspire with him to. And we can't wait to be part of the next stellar chapter. So beam us up.
Nagtuloy ang araw sa pamamagitan ng isang wreath-laying ceremony sa puntod ng isang di kilalang sundalo sa Arlington National Cemetery, kung saan nakipagkita din siya sa ilang mga sundalong Australiano na nakabase sa Washington. Sumunod naman ay nakipagkita siya sa mga Amerikanong veterano na nagtayo ng mga negosyo sa tulong ng startup na Bunker Labs.
Yeah, well, come on in. Yeah, so basically what we have set up here is a bunch of veteran entrepreneurs that have done some pretty amazing things themselves. How you doing, sir?
Nais naman subukan ng militar ng Australia at Departamento ng Veteran Affairs kung paano makakatulong ang modelo tulad ng Bunker Labs sa pagre-retirong miyembro ng serbisyo ng bansa. Pumunta naman sa isang garden party ang punong ministro pagkatapos ito sa bahay ng ambasador ng Amerika na si Joe Hockey. Sinabi ni Ginong Hockey sa mga bisita ng administrasyon ng Amerika ay pinaramdam sa mga Australianong bisita na sila ay tanggap. Sinabi din niya nakakaibang state banquet na ginawa sa Rose Garden noong nakaraang gabi.
Henry Kissinger said it was the greatest event he'd ever seen at the White House. So for Henry Kissinger to say that, it is saying something. And we were just completely overawed at what was a great tribute to the relationship, but also importantly, thank you, Mrs. Trump, for an outstanding night. She is really such a dignified and beautiful lady.
Nang tinanong tungkol sa pagpupumilit ni Trump na nais ng maayos ang kaguluhan sa kalakalan laban sa China, ngunit nang may kumpletong kasunduan, hindi parsyal, sinabi ni Ginoong Morrison na tinanggap niya ito at ito ay nangangailangan ng oras at panahon.
We had a discussion about that yesterday, and I've obviously urged that the sooner we can get to an outcome on that, but as I said in the press conference yesterday with the President, it's got to be a sustainable outcome, it's got to be a durable outcome, it's got to deal with the real issues that are there in that relationship, and I'm quite confident that that's what the President is seeking to achieve.
Nang tinanong naman ng SBS kung dapat bang mabahala ang mga Australiano tungkol sa kaguluhan sa Middle East kasabay ng mga tensyon sa Iran, pinuri ni Ginong Morrison ang natural instinct ni Trump pagdating sa pagpipigil.
This is the point about what's been happening here for the last 24-48 hours. We're partners, we're friends, we're allies. We work together, we talk to each other. And why? Why does that matter to Australia? Because it means jobs. It means Australia's regional security. It means that we're creating jobs for the future through the economic partnership. I mean, the United States is our single largest investor in Australia. Australia's single largest investment is in the United States. I mean, this is the big deal. And Australian jobs hang off it. Australia's both security and economic future has been and will continue to be very closely tied to the relationship we have here in the United States.
Sa Linggo, oras ng Amerika, aalis mula Washington ang punong ministro para Ohio kung saan bibisita siya sa ilang pabrika na binuksan ng Australianong Pratt Industries sa bayan ng Wapakoneta. Sasamahan naman siya ng presidente ng Amerika.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.